Weekend Breakfast with Sarah Jane King.
Saturday and Sunday, 6 to 10 a.m.
Think of me as the bringer of good news. And the good news is that Mark Lotterin's latest show opened at the Baxter this week. It's called Lottering on Lockdown. And it features some of Mark's favourite stories taken from his hugely successful online shows, which I know that you saw, My Fellow South Africans, brilliant, and Another One. But this time you get to see him live and in the flesh. And that's how I like my Mark Lottering. A very good morning to you. Hello.
Good morning. How are you, Sarah Jane?
I'm really good. How are you?
I'm well. I don't have Zambuck in my pocket, but I'll get there. I'll get there.
Listen, you're back at the Baxter, which I'm so excited about. You must be also.
Yes, it's been such an interesting experience. We previewed on Wednesday night, so we've been running for a few nights now. And, you know, the audience is spread across the theatre. There's social distance and all the COVID protocol observed. And so it's been interesting because people have to wear their masks during the show. And I was quite worried as to how that would go down, you know, with laughter and so forth.
Yeah.
But it's been great. You know, it just requires a different kind of focus, because you're not used to hearing what you normally hear in terms of 650 people laughing back at you. And now I think the theatre is allowed to take a maximum of 300 people. So it takes a bit of focus on my side, but it's been great. The audiences have been marvelous. People have been responding really well.
Have they been behaving themselves?
I don't know what happens on the highway on the way home. but certainly for 80 minutes at the Baxter Theatre, everybody seems to be well behaved.
Listen, I mean, you did your couple of shows during the hard lockdown, My Fellow South Africans, and Another One. Why, for you, in terms of your creative juices and how they may or may not ebb and flow, why was it important that you did? Because you could have just gone, oh, you know what, I'm going to put my feet up for a few months, but you didn't.
Yes, in many ways, I think the business of being a stand-up comedian is some kind of addiction involved. You know, because the nerves are there, and every night, you know, the show starts at 8 o'clock, 5 to 8, you go, why am I doing this? Who do I think I am? I'll never do this again, and this is just not going to work tonight. But yet you find yourself going back to that place repeatedly on the side of the stage, waiting for someone to hand you a microphone. So with everything happening during lockdown, there were so many issues to talk about, and you just find that you have to do it, and you have to do it now. And we live in a country where things change so quickly, so much happens all the time. I mean, currently I'm speaking about Brackenfell High in the show. You know, currently I'm speaking about our children's TV ads in the show. But that's by the end of next week, there'll be some other stuff happening. So you've got to, if it's stuff that you need to talk about, you kind of have to do it now. And that's why for me, it was, you know, it was fine to go online over the past 5 months. And also, you know, just to keep yourself fit in terms of doing the stand-up comedy thing. So I'm finding that coming back to the theater now, it's not such a mission for me because the rhythm is still there. And you must understand, for five months I've been performing to two camera crew.
Yeah.
Two guys with the camera. And one in particular had no sense of humor or interest in me. The other one was Bubba Lust most of the time. So I had to be really, really strong. So for me to walk into this theater, I'm just happy to hear even 40 people laughing. It's a gift from heaven for me. And I think in lockdown, that's the one thing I've learned, to really appreciate the audience. And, you know, because I think one could take it for granted over the years. And suddenly when it was taken away from me, yeah, I was like, wow, it is such an important segment of the stand-up comedy life.
Because the truth of the matter is, Mark, there are some comedians out there who are only ever performing to two people. You are...
I was hoping the interview would not go that way.
You know me. Of course it's gone that way. It's happened already. It's out there. But for you, you have the luxury of people clamoring always to come and see you. So to suddenly just be two cameramen must be quite strange. Is that it for you? I mean, obviously we're out of a lockdown where you don't have to do that. But would you revisit an online situation again?
It has been so interesting because we've gone onto social media to advertise this show, and so many people have commented on Facebook and Instagram saying, they're not quite ready to come back into spaces like theatres and, you know, various venues where comedians are performing, because they're still anxious. And you've got to understand that. You cannot force people to come back. And as much as you say, you know, the protocols are all observed and the sanitizer and the distance and the masks, but some people are just not comfortable. And they're saying, please, can we stay online for a bit more? Because you've taken us there now. You know, we know how this thing works with a laptop into the TV. And the other thing was that people from South Africans who are not living in the country, yeah, suddenly they were able to sit back and organize little South African parties at their homes and watch us live, you know, and listen to it. And they were simply on cloud nine when all of this was happening. And they really feel, you know, they were really saddened by the fact that we're not going online now. But I do understand where the Baxter Theatre is coming from, in that it's also about bringing people back to the theatre, because while there were many people who were watching shows online, there's also, you know, there are so many people who say, no, I want the live theatre experience. Mm. So I'm not going to go back online right now. I'm just going to navigate this, because we run here until the 9th of Jan. But let's see what happens afterwards. You know, there certainly is an opportunity to film the show. There certainly is an opportunity to perhaps, you know, agree that once we're done with the run, we can stream the show. But for now, you know, I'm going to tell you a very interesting thing, though. When you go online, and you do your show for 80 minutes, and there it was. I mean, my first show, 15,000 people were watching that show. And suddenly you drive home from that and it's surreal, and you go, but to do this, I would have had to work at the Baxter for 1.5 to 2 months every night. I don't know. This feels kind of right.
Yeah.
But then there's just this aspect of the theater. And once you walk, for any artist, you know, once you go backstage and there's the stage, the lighting, the theater, the crew, some stuff you just cannot replace.
No.
And, there's certain experiences that you just want, you know, you want to experience them as they should be experienced. And so we're looking forward to still having a great time here.
For sure,
I'm ready. We've had enough people coming to watch over the past few days, so it's been going well.
Listen, we've just had a message in. Morning, SJ. Mark Lottering was absolutely amazing in Capitals. We enjoyed it so much, says this person. So there we go.
Oh, wow, it was amazing in Capitals.
Yeah. And there were five O's at the end of So. They enjoyed it so much. So there we go. Listen, I mean, I'm definitely ready. For me, December isn't December unless I'm seeing Mark Lottering at the Baxter. So I am happy. I'm delighted. Where can people get tickets? How much are they? And you're running until Jan, you said.
We're running until the 9th of Jan, and people can get tickets. They can go online and purchase their tickets via web tickets. And the prices are between 100 and 150 rand.
We've had a message in. Let's just quickly listen to a voice note from Karen, who says that she's going to watch Mark.
We'd definitely be making our first foray into live theatre again at the Baxter for a fabulous, funny show. Look forward to seeing you there, guys.
There we go. Good. Thank you for that, Karen. There.
Wow. Fabulous, funny. There was alliteration there. And we had capital letters earlier. This is a very special morning.
Listen, I can't wait to see you. I love having you on the show. Thank you so much. Back at the Baxter, Mark Lottering. The show is called Lottering on Lockdown. Thank you, sir, for joining us this morning.
Thank you. Love chatting to you. Lots of love to you and all the listeners. Take care.